非常紧张，听不知道叶弟兄会讲我什么事情。
I was kind of nervous because I didn't know what Brother Ye was going to say about me.
不晓得他的父亲讲过给他听我小时候做多少调皮的事。
I didn't know whether his father has told him anything about my mischievous behaviors as a youngster.
我上次见到叶伯伯的时候，是我刚刚蒙召出来，1972年在 Berkeley 见到他。
The last time I saw him was in 1972 when I saw Richard's father at Berkeley.
没想到那是最后一次我见到他。
And that was also the last time I saw him.
叶弟兄，叶老弟兄是一位非常敬虔爱主的弟兄。
Brother Ye was a someone who really loved God.
我看见 Richard 在教会里这样的侍奉，他和他的妻子全家侍奉，我心里就想，实在是做到非常的感动。
I'm very touched to see Richard and Kim serving together at church.
我想一定是他父亲敬虔的榜样所留下来的模范。
I believe it's an example set by his father.
其实刚才陈弟兄还有介绍，这里教会做许多拆船的，已经做了许多拆船的工作。
And we have been introduced to many of the mission works through our church.
我相信这个教会对于拆船一定是非常注意的。
I have a feeling that this church pays a lot of attention to mission work.
我刚才很注意的听了，听了半天，他没有提到远东广播公司是你们贵教会支持的单位。
I listened very carefully. I noticed that the Far East Broadcasting Company was not mentioned as one of the organizations supported by Chinese Bible.
我希望以后呢能够多多得到你们的支持。
I hope to be able to receive your support in the future. But we have a poster.
Thank you. 不过刚才呢已经很靠近了，因为你们提到塞班岛。
You came real close because you mentioned the island of Saipan.
如果陈弟兄把塞班岛再放大一点。
If you enlarge the island of Saipan a little bit more,
再放大一点
and enlarge it some more,
你会看见上面有一座电台。
You'll know that there's actually a broadcasting station.
那就是 B 远东广播公司的电台。
And this is the Chinese the Far East Broadcasting Company radio station.
我们从那个地方向全中国用短波播放。
A broadcast to the whole entire China through short radio wave.
我们称它做良友第三台。
And we have
Voice of Friendship.
Oh, it's called Voice of Friendship.
是第三台。
It's the third channel.
那现在我们也给它一个新的名字，叫做飞跃电台。
Now we have another name for it. It's called
飞跃。Well, whatever.
Flying station.
Yeah. 感谢主给我这样机会来这里和大家分享一些神的话语。
I'm so happy that I have this chance to share with you some of God's words.
因为我知道徐牧师给我的这个指定的工作不是光是为远东来筹款的。
I know that Pastor Cole not only wants me to
raise fund
for the Far East Broadcasting Company.
他也希望我多说一点关于拆船的事。
He also wants me to talk about mission work.
我想这也是应当的，因为所有的工作我们都在同一个原则，在神的引导底下做这些事。
And I think that's very reasonable because we work under the same principle.
并且我想每一个福音机构都知道我们所能做的是非常少的一部分。
And every mission organization knows that there's very little that we can actually do.
我们不是来竞争所有的资源。
We are not here to compete for your financial support.
而是我们怎么样更有效地用各样的资源来把神的福音传遍地极。
But it's how we can more effectively use all the resources to spread God's words.
今天我们刚才读的圣经也是大家非常熟悉的圣经。
The Bible verse that we read earlier is something that we're very familiar with.
我相信今天在座的没有哪一位没有听过这节圣经。
I don't think there's anyone who has not heard this Bible verse.
如果我能做一个估计，过去这个十年的拆团年会已经大概有十个人讲过这段圣经了。
I've predicted in the past 10 years, probably at least 10 people have spoken on this Bible verse.
那为什么今天我还是用这节圣经呢？
And why is it that I still use this verse?
因为我相信这节圣经在每一个读的人如果在神的引导之下会看见他所当看见新的亮光。
Because I believe through this Bible verse, through God's guidance, we'll be able to see new light.
我觉得很稀奇一件事情，圣经这件事情，圣经本身就是一个历久常新的书。
I think that it's very miraculous and very, very amazing that Bible is something that's new every day.
所以我也相信里面所有的教训也是历久常新的。
So I believe all the teaching is new every time you hear it.
每一次当我们读的时候，它应当有一种新鲜的感动。
Every time we read the Bible verse, there should be a new inspiration.
所以我们记得在约翰一书里面，约翰曾经告诉我们。
We remember in the first book of John, John has told us.
约翰说：“我告诉你们一条命令。”
Let me tell you a commandment.
他说：“我告诉你们一条新命令。”
I want to tell you a new commandment.
其实这个新命令是旧命令。
Actually, this is an old commandment, but it's new.
因为我们是从主耶稣领受的。
Because we received it from Jesus Christ.
这个命令是什么呢？
What is this new commission?
就是叫你们彼此相爱。
Just so that you will love one another.
不错，我们在约翰福音里面十三章读到彼此相爱，主耶稣的命令。
We've learned that in the first book of John that we need to love one another.
但是每一次我们读的时候，我们都觉得这个命令实在是何等的真实。
But every time we read it, we feel all over again how true this verse is.
虽然你今天中间最大的需要就是在神的爱中间长进。
The greatest need in Christians today is to grow in love.
而结果叫我们生命能够成熟到一个地步来负担神所托给我们的使命。
So that we can mature in this life so that we can take on the responsibilities that God has given us.
约翰说我赐给你们一条新命令其实一条旧的命令因为是从主所领受的。
John said that I'm giving you a new commandment, but it's actually old commandment through Christ.
所以我相信我们读到主耶稣讲的大使命的时候也有同样的感觉。
So I think when we read the Great Commission, we have the same feeling.
主说了一遍不需要再说第二遍。
God has spoken once, he doesn't need to speak again.
在圣经里面马太福音这样清楚的记载每一次当我们读的时候圣灵再次对我们说话。
It's so clearly spoken already through Matthew, but every time we read it, the Holy Spirit speaks to us again.
不仅贵教会十年来可能每年听到一次关于拆团的信息。
I think every year, through the past 10 years, you have heard at least one time a year about Great Commission.
大使命的记录至少到现在两千多年。
The history of Great Commission is at least 2,000 years.
我不知道有多少的人曾经读过这些圣经，读到这里，神的话抓住他。
And I don't know how many people have realized, have felt that God's word gripping at you when you come to this verse.
我不知道多少人因为看见拆团的需要而把自己生命献上。
I don't know how many people have seen the need of mission and put their lives before God.
恐怕也没有人能够统计。
And I guess no one can calculate.
但是我相信，不论怎样，这句话所带来的力量，却是每一个拆船背后的动力。
I believe that the message of this verse is the moving force behind every mission organization.
因为我们看见在这里不仅是一个命令，这个命令背后神的心意。
It's not only a commandment, but it's also the heart of God.
当我们讲到异象，当我们讲到使命的时候
，When we talk about miracles and when we talk about
visions
and we talk about mission.
我们要问是谁的使命，是谁的异象
？We have to think about whose mission and whose vision.
大家知道我说话的意思
？Do you know what I mean?
这里的使命，这里的异象是谁的？是异象，谁的使命？
Whose mission and whose vision are we talking about?
通常我们认为是那些看见异象的人。现在我看见了异象，所以我就有了异象。我看见这个使命，这使命变成我的使命。
And there are people who says, because I see the vision, I'm able to do the mission.
为什么我们这样说
？Why do we say that?
因为我们常常觉得说，今天我的工作和侍奉能够满足神的心意。
Because a lot of times we say that our work through our mission can satisfy God's heart.
但是我今天晚上请弟兄姊妹们从神的角度来看。
But I ask you to look at the whole thing through God's point of view.
若是神使我们看见一个异象，神使我们看见我们应当有的使命。
If God has allowed us to have a vision and to allow us to see the mission.
因为这个意象是神的。
Because this is a vision through God.
不仅是出于神，并且是神自己的。
It's not only from God, but it's of himself.
什么叫做意象？
What is a vision?
意象就是我们所看见的一个远见。
It is something that we see far ahead of us.
弟兄姊妹们，你们能不能看见耶稣基督在这个大使命中间，他所看见的是什么？
Can you see what Jesus Christ, what our God sees through the Great Commission?
不是因为耶稣基督从死里复活以后他不能够在地上传福音，所以要门徒去传福音。
It's not that after he rose from the dead that he can no longer spread the gospel on earth that he wants us to do it.
而是在这里看见整个教会接受差传的命令之后，神的工作能够借着他的儿女，借着使徒们，借着圣徒们来完成。
It's that after we receive the Great Commission that God's work can be accomplished through the church and through the believers.
想一想，今天神要叫我们在救恩上面与他的儿子耶稣基督有份。
When we say there's a vision or a mission.
神有一个负担，神有一个使命，他有一个意向，他早就在他心目中间看见了。
The burden for his mission and the vision has always been in his heart.
常常我们说在神没有时间的分别，没有空间的分别。
We often say that in God there's no differentiation in space or time.
所以神的心目中间，神的心里所要达成的事情，他早就知道。
So God knows in his heart the things that he wants to accomplish.
我不是在讲到神的预知的问题。
I am not talking about God's foreknowledge.
弟兄姊妹，你记不记得在加拉太书里面告诉我们福音是什么？
Do you remember in the book of Galatians what is gospel?
那里特别提到跟亚伯拉罕的关系。
He specially mentioned the relationship he has with Abraham.
在那里保罗告诉我们说，神要借着亚伯拉罕叫所有的人叫万族都因他得福。
And through that verse, God has communicated to us that through Abraham,the gospel will be spread through all the nations.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，我们今天传扬福音的时候，我们里面是不是因为有神的爱作为动力？
I don't know when we spread the gospel, brothers and sisters, do you have the love of God motivating you?
因为主耶稣说神爱，因为圣经告诉我们说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，就一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because the gospel tells us that God loves the world and.If you believe in him, no one shall perish.
神爱我们的爱在这里显明了。
And God loves us, and his love is manifested.
基督教之所以成为一个世界性的宗教，从犹太教的狭窄中间出来，因为他叫我们看见神就是爱。
The reason that Christianity has spread from the narrow religion of Judaism to Christianity is because of God's love.
神不仅是犹太人的神，神更是万人的神，所有世人的神。
And this God is not only a Jewish God, but he is a God of the whole entire world.
救恩不仅是为了犹太人预备的，更是为了所有受造之类预备的。
And salvation is not only prepared for the Jews, but also for all the nations throughout the world.
当我们这样讲的时候，我们也很小心。
We have to be very careful when we say this.
因为其实犹太教在神的心意中间也并不是狭窄的。
But in the heart of God, because in the heart of God, the Jewish religion is not a narrow religion.
犹太主义并不是在神的心目中间像人来解释那样，神是犹太人的神。
Because in God's heart, it is not a religion that talks about the Jewish God.
为什么我们可以知道这个事情？
Why do we know this?
因为当神赐福给亚伯拉罕的时候。
Because when God blessed Abraham.
最早的时候就已经不是单单为了亚伯拉罕得的祝福。
From the very beginning, this is already not a blessing just for Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕所说的话。
The message that God gave to Abraham.
他应许亚伯拉罕和他的子孙。
He promised Abraham and his descendants.
他告诉我们说。
He says to us,
神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
What verse is that?
加拉太书第三章第十六节。Galatians chapter 3 verse 16.
Okay. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seeds. The scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people,But, and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
神借着他的儿子耶稣基督要祝福所有的世人。
Our Lord wants to bless all the people through his son, Jesus Christ.
神也借着亚伯拉罕要祝福所有的世人。
And God through Abraham wants to bless every person in the nations.
同一章圣经第三章第八节这样说。
The whole the same book chapter 3:1-8.
并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。
The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这些圣经的意思是什么地方？
What is that I'm trying to say through this Bible verse?
刚才我说马太福音第二十八章讲到传福音的大使命。
Before I talked about the book of Matthew talking about the Great Commission.
讲到每一世代，神借着他们传扬福音。
We talked about God has used every generation to spread the gospel.
因为神的心并不是狭窄的。
Because God is not narrow-minded.
绝不能因为我们这些已经信主的人而得到满足。
And we cannot just be satisfied and content with the number that we already have.
如果我们把神的恩典留下来，扣住。
If we limit God's blessings.
那就是跟犹太人看错了。把福音扣留在他们自己手里一样的情形。
Then we have done the same wrong as the Jewish people who kept God's blessing to themselves.
所以当如果我们说的严重一点，
If we put it more seriously,
一个不能够遵行差传命令的圣徒，
If you're a saint who cannot obey the Great Commission,
一个不能够执行差传命令的教会，
A church that cannot be obedient to the Great Commission.
不是神旨意中间的教会。
It's not a church from God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这话听起来非常严重，对不对？
This is a very serious statement.
但是我更愿意从正面的角度来看这件事情。
But I also want to look at it from the positive point of view.
神爱世人，所以才把福音的命令给了每一个教会，给了每一个基督徒，给每一个世代的神的儿女。
God loves the world, therefore he has given the commission to every Christian, every church, and every organization.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说神爱世人。
And John chapter 3 verse 16, God told us God loves the world.
彼得是一个非常有感情的人。
Peter is a very emotional person.
他甚至怎么说？
What does he say?
他说神愿意叫万人得救，不愿意叫一人沉沦。
Peter says that God rather that all are saved and not one is forsaken.
有时候我觉得彼得讲的话好像比耶稣基督，比圣经里面记载的话，这里约翰所记载的话更加有感情。
Sometimes I feel like Peter is more passionate when he says this than when John or Jesus mentioned the same principle.
有时候我们读圣经就读得有点因为刚刚叶弟兄也说，如果头脑太大，知识太多，读圣经读不清楚。
Sometimes we put too much of our own thoughts and own smarts into reading the Bible.
我要举的例子就是这里，因为约翰福音第三章里面所讲的话，神爱世人，甚至叫他独生子，圣经上将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这句话大家会背是不是
？We can all memorize John chapter 3 verse 16.
那么这句话到底是约翰写的呢，还是谁讲的呢？还是耶稣自己讲的呢
？Is this written by John or spoken by Jesus Christ？
读神学的人很多理论搞得糊里糊涂，谁也不晓得哪个对。
There are a lot of people who study theology who argue about this。
但是我要说的意思就是说，不管这是耶稣讲的话，还是使徒约翰讲的话。
I want to say that it doesn't matter whether Jesus said it or that John said it。
你要看见彼得这个更有感情的人，他讲话更加热情。
We want to see that Peter, someone who is more emotional, has said even more passionately.
他说神不愿意一人沉沦，愿意人人都得救，愿意万人得救。
Peter says that God does not want anyone to fall and wants everybody to receive salvation.
刚才我们讲大使命这节圣经。
We talked about the Great Commission.
我们看见这个图画，在神眼中看见的这个意象是什么？
We see this vision that is from God.
就是借着每一个世代不断的传扬。
Is that the gospel will be spread through all generations.
一代一代的接受这个使命。
Every generation will receive this commission.
而把福音传遍地极。
So that the gospel will be spread to the end of the earth.
我们立刻想起《使徒行传》第一章第八节那里的话。
So we immediately think about The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
那里我们听见主的教训说，你们要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit come on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以耶稣基督不仅是一个有远见，他这里讲的大使命，更是一个有次序、有方法、有计划传扬的一个路。
He's not someone that is short-sighted. He can see far, and he has a plan, and he's organized in spreading the gospel.
如果你把马太福音二十章、二十八章跟使徒行传第一章第八节连在一起。
If you connect Matthew 28 to Acts chapter 1, verse 8,
你差不多可以把传福音策略都讲得清楚了，都在里面了。
You can basically include all the progression of the gospel.
神的意思是要借着一代一代的从我们身上把福音由里到外传扬出去。
God's own meaning is to use one generation to spread the gospel to another generation to the ends of the earth.
所以今天在每一个世代中间，对于神的使命，对于神的大使命，对于神的话语都应当留心。
So that no matter what generation you're in, you need to pay attention to God's great commission.
而且照着神的话语，这样是能够把福音传遍地极的方法。
And through God's word, we can spread the gospel to the ends of the earth.
不仅是在第一代使徒们这样子传扬福音。
It's not only that we spread the gospel through the first Christian generation.
不仅是我们看见保罗这样传扬福音。
It's not that we only see that Paul spreads the gospel this way.
不仅叫我们看见在教会历史中间不同的世代有人起来传福音。
And it's not only that we see that different generations have people spread the gospel.
而是每一个世代都同样的从这个大使命里面把自己献身上去。
But that through every generation, that in every generation, we have followed the same great commission.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们是不是很喜欢问问题的。
I don't know if you like to ask questions.
在我自己年轻的时候，我们读到这些使命的时候，读到这些经文的时候。
When I was younger, when we read through these Bible verses,
一面我们里面因着神的爱的激励，知道传福音的重要。
Because of God's love's motivation, we know the importance of spreading the gospel.
刚才叶弟兄提到我在 Cornell 那里读物理。
One of the brothers mentioned that I study physics in Cornell.
我们查经班那个时候有好多人都是读物理的。
We had a lot of physics major in our Bible study.
这些读物理人都会问很多奇奇怪怪的问题。
And these physics majors had all kinds of strange questions.
我们会问说这样神不公平。
And they say God is not fair.
因为这里如果福音从耶路撒冷开始，从犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。
If the gospel started from Jerusalem to Judea and then to the ends of the earth,
如果福音是每一个世代一段一段传扬出去的，
if the gospel is spread from one generation to the other,
那我们中国落得很后面，
then China will fall far behind.
不仅这样，
it's not like that.
我们里面还有一种悲天悯人的情绪，
we have
compassion. 我们说那些福音还没有传到的时候，那些人死了怎么办呢？
And they ask, well, if the gospel did not reach people before they die, what do we do?
我不知道弟兄姊妹今天是不是还在问这个问题。好多人没有听见福音死了怎么办？
I think everybody's still asking the same question. What can you do if someone dies before they hear the gospel?
这个问题是相当严重。
This is a very serious question.
正在我们讲话的时候。
Just as we speak.
你知道全世界有250个人已经灭亡了。
We know that in the world there's 250people who already died.
这是怎么算出来的？
How do you calculate that?
很简单，根据人口成长的人口出生率，就是死亡率。
We calculate that by the population, birth rate and mortality.
全世界每一分钟250个人。
In the whole entire world, every minute there are 250 people who die.
如果他们没有听见福音，他们就沉沦。
If they have not heard the gospel, then they have fallen.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面会问很多问题，那些没有听见福音人灭亡怎么办？
We have all these questions. What happens to these people who haven't heard the gospel?
但是我想，我们一个更正确的态度。
I think a more correct attitude is.
要问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
不是问那些没有听见福音的人怎么办。
It's not that we ask what happens to the people who haven't heard.
而是你我这些听见福音的人怎么办？
Instead of asking that question, we need to ask the people who have heard, such as you and myself, what do we do?
没有听见福音的人不能怎么办？
The people who haven't heard the gospel can't do very much.
但是听见福音的人能怎么办？
But the people who have heard the gospel, what can you do?
在座是不是还有人没有接受主耶稣？
Amongst us, is there anyone who has not accepted Christ?
头一件事情你要接受他。
First thing you need to do is accept him.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
So you need to accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
知道并且相信他的宝血能洗净你的罪。
You need to know and believe that his blood can cleanse your sin.
今天我来的时候，路上跟叶静一家坐车子来的。
I drove all the way here with the Ye family.
我听见叶弟兄跟他女儿 Nicole 在那里对答，讲到耶稣基督的救恩。
I heard Richard and Nicole's conversation about Jesus Christ's salvation.
我听见 Nicole 所说的真理是那样的清楚。
I heard what Nicole said about truth and how clear she is about it.
叫我真正里面有绝对的相信，就是说任何人要接受福音，神会把他的真理放得明清楚明白。
It made me believe wholeheartedly that anyone who wants to believe in Christ, God will give him the salvation or her the salvation.
过去十年、二十年中间，我接触许许多多从中国大陆来的朋友们。
I have encountered many, many Chinese people from mainland China over the past few years.
我有机会在四年以前在 San Antonio 这个地方带两个年轻人信主。
And I had an opportunity to lead two young people to Christ in San Antonio.
这两个人都是从中国大陆来的。
And these two people are both from mainland China.
是在这边做交换学者，研究一些脑科神经的事情的。
And these are exchange scholars studying about brain neurology.
他们来的时候所谈的事情，跟信主以后所有的改变，对事情看法完全不一样。
Their attitudes before and after they receive Christ is completely different.
一个最简单的例子。
The simplest example I can give you.
那位弟兄当他信主以后。
After a brother has received Christ.
他就讲一件事情给我听。
He said one thing to me.
他说我现在才明白。
He said now I understand.
他说从前我在大学里面读书的时候，我们在显微镜底下看很多东西。
He says that when I was in college and studying, organisms under the microscope.
他说我看见显微镜底下那些放射东西这么奇妙，这个很多组织细胞这么奇妙。
I used to think how miraculous and how amazing these things under the microscopes are.
他就说，哇，人真是了不起。
He says how great human beings are.
竟然能够看见这么小的东西在显微镜底下。
You can actually see something so small under the microscope.
他旁边一个是个基督徒。
Someone next to him was a Christian.
你知道，虽然在共产的政权底下，还是有人做基督徒的。
Although they're raised and live under the communist regime, there are still Christians there.
那位弟兄，那位基督徒说什么？神真伟大。
The Christian says how great God is.
先是不信主这位弟兄说，人真了不起的。
The non-Christian brother says, human beings are great.
在那天晚上他接受主的时候，他就懂得为什么他基督徒的朋友说神真伟大。
On the night he received Christ, he finally understood why his Christian friend said that God is great.
许多时候不是真理争辩的问题。
Many times it's not arguing about truth.
而是因为看事情的角度不一样了。
It is looking at things from a different point of view.
在你生命中间没有神的时候，你所看见的事情不一定是准确的。
When you have no God in your life, your point of view may not be correct.
所以对于那些还迟迟疑疑不肯信主的人，我说，请你今天换一副眼镜。
And for those people who cannot make up their mind about whether to believe in God, I ask you to change your glasses today.
盼望你今天能接受耶稣。
I hope that you can accept Christ today.
我在教会里面传道，有一位朋友。
I have a friend who from church.
我跟他传福音，我在那里聚会的时候，他十七年都跟我在一起。
When I was doing mission work there, he was there with me for 17 years.
我住在洛杉矶的时候，他也住在洛杉矶。
When I lived in Los Angeles, he was there with me also.
我跟他传福音，他也不要信。
I tried to tell him about God, and he did not want to
believe. 他也没有拒绝，就是不要信。
He never refused, but he just doesn't want to believe.
以后我搬家了，搬到 Orange County 去了。
Afterwards, I moved to Orange County.
过了一两年，他也搬到 Orange County 来了。
He also followed me to Orange County.
他太太带他来聚会。
And his wife brought him to church with her.
太太是个基督徒。
His wife is a Christian.
他在我那里又聚了好几年，十几年。
And he was in the same church with me for several years.
终于有一天，他接触信主。
One day he finally accepted Christ.
前后一共十七年。
17 years from the beginning.
他受浸的时候，我跟他讲一件事情。
After, when he was baptized, I told him something.
我说张弟兄啊。
I said, Brother Chang.
按照你的教会里的年日。
According to your age at, in church.
17年了，你该做长老了。
17 years, you should have been an elder.
但是你现在刚刚信主，刚刚从初信造就开始。
But you just now accepted Christ.
我希望这里没有人要听17年才信主。
I hope that no one here needs to listen to the gospel 17 years before they accept.
我希望你改换你的眼光，接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
I pray that I hope that you can change your viewpoint and accept Christ.
我说今天福音的责任不在那些从来没有听见的人身上。
The responsibility of spreading the gospel does not belong to those who haven't heard it.
我们所关心的不应当说那些没有听见福音，他们灭亡怎么办？
We shouldn't be concerned about what happens to the people who haven't heard the gospel.
你知道有些人甚至用这个做理由做借口，不愿意信主。
A lot of people use that as an excuse not to accept God themselves.
当然，如果你这样追上去，你的祖先中间一定有人没有信主的。
Well, of course, if you go back to all your ancestors, there are definitely people who haven't accepted Christ.
他说因为我的祖先没有信主，所以我不要信主。
A lot of people say because my ancestor hasn't become a Christian, hasn't believed in Christ, I don't want to believe either.
如果这个道理有理的话，那没有人要信耶稣了。
If that logic works, then no one will ever want to believe in Christ.
很多人可能是你家里第一个信主的。
Many people are the first person. Many people are first people who believe in Christ in the family.
我愿意借着神的话鼓励你。
I want to encourage you through God's words.
亚伯拉罕也是他家第一个信主的。
Abraham was the first Christian in his family.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
我常常说，第一个 PhD 都不是 PhD 老师教出来的。
The first PhD was not taught by a PhD teacher.
如果他的老师是 PhD, 这个学生就不是第一个 PhD.
If the teacher was a PhD, then obviously the student is not the first PhD.
所以你要勇敢一点，虽然有许多反对的力量。
Although there are many oppositions.
但是你可以是你家里第一个信主的人。
But you can be the first Christian in your family.
也求主叫你坚定在家里面能够做美好的见证。
And also we pray to God that you can stand firm in your family so that you can be a good testimony.
如果你已经清楚知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
If you clearly know that Jesus Christ is God's son.
他为你缘故死在十字架上面。
And he died on the cross for you.
他为你舍命流血，为要除去你的罪。
He has given his life and blood for you so that you can be forgiven of your sins.
你也知道你自己是个罪人。
And you also know that you're a sinner.
并且除了耶稣基督之外，没有其他拯救。
And that you have no other salvation other than Christ.
如果你只是担心家里的人或者其他人会给你压力。
If all you're worried about is the pressure that your family members will give you.
或者你的朋友会笑你。
Or that you will be laughed at by your friends.
请你记住亚伯拉罕。
Please remember Abraham.
请你记住第一个 PhD.
Please remember the first person who received a PhD.
愿主给你刚强的灵。
We pray that God will give you a strong spirit.
勇敢接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
And courageously accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱朋友们，我们听见了福音的人该怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, the people who heard gospel, what should we do?
不仅我们自己应该相信接受他。
Not only should we believe in him and accept him.
并且应当把自己奉献给他。
We also need to dedicate ourselves to him.
并且答应神在大使命上面的呼召。
We need to answer to God's calling in the Great Commission.
我自己刚刚信主的时候。
When I first believed in God.
那天晚上虽然我不明白。
That night, although I didn't quite understand fully.
神的灵大大的感动我。
God's spirit truly touched me.
我不仅开口承认耶稣基督是神的儿子。
I not only openly admit to God being my savior.
而且我知道一件特别的事情。
I knew something very special.
就是当我承认耶稣基督是神儿子的时候。
I knew that when I openly confessed that God is my savior.
神的灵进到我的心里。
The Holy Spirit entered into my heart.
我里面有一个得救的确定的把握。
I have a very
Assurance.
I have a very secure assurance.
我知道我的罪得了赦免。
I knew I was forgiven.
我知道神用他的灵充满我。
I knew that He has filled me with the Holy Spirit.
还有一件最特别的事情。
And something very special.
我知道主呼召我侍奉他。
I knew that God has called me to serve Him.
你不能问我说我怎么知道。
You can ask me how do I know.
我知道就是知道了。
I just know.
我就是那天晚上清楚知道，我除非侍奉主，我不会快乐。
I knew that unless I serve God, I cannot be happy.
昨天晚上有一位弟兄，一对夫妇在我家吃饭，他是我的小学里面同学，来看我。
There was a couple having dinner with me last night, who was a friend of mine from elementary school.
他为什么来到我那里呢？
Why did he come visit me?
因为他来看他的儿子，看他的儿子跟他的孙子。
Because he came to visit his son and his grandson.
他的儿子侍奉主。
His son is a servant of God.
刚刚从 Dallas 毕业了，在那里侍奉。
And he just graduated from Dallas Theological Seminary and serving God there.
当然这些家庭里的挣扎都已经过去了。
All these family struggles have been in the past.
但是我的朋友就想起几年前他的儿子奉献出来要侍奉主的时候，这个作为基督徒父亲里面的挣扎。
And he talked about the struggle that he had when his son decided to become a full-time Christian worker.
为了他儿子缘故，他去问许多传道人什么叫护照。
Because of his son, he understood what it means to be called.
弟兄姊妹，明白他的心态吧？为了他儿子缘故，他要明白什么叫神的呼召。他自己没有神的呼召。
Because of his son, he wanted to know what it means to be called by God, because he never was called by God.
他到处问人。
He asked everybody.
问许多传道人，你信不信主主的呼召
？He asked all these servants of God, missionaries, do you understand the calling of God?
很多传道人说，我当然有主的呼召，不然我不会出来侍奉主。
A lot of missionaries says, of course I have the calling of God, otherwise I wouldn't come out to serve God.
那么他就再问说，那到底神的呼召怎么样呢？
So he asked, well, what is God's calling?
许多侍奉主的人想想，怎么跟他讲神的呼召呢？
A lot of missionaries or full-time Christian workers says, how do I explain God's calling?
有一位传道人就说，
There's one Christian worker that says,
神呼召我的时候，我就知道了。
A missionary says, when God calls me, I know.
有没有回答他的问题啊
？Did that answer his question？
我这朋友听听越听越糊涂了。
So my friend became more confused.
我问你什么叫神的呼召
？I ask you what is God's calling？
你说神呼召我，我就知道了。神呼召你，你就知道了。
When God calls you, you know.
神如果没有呼召我，我怎么知道神呼召了我呢
？Well, if God didn't call me, how would I know He called me？
那传道人说：“可不是吗？神如果没有呼召你，你怎么会有神的呼召呢
？”Well, the person says, well, if God didn't call you, then how would you know God called you?
听懂了没有
Do you understand that?
如果你没有听懂，不稀奇啊。
If you don't understand it, then
no surprise.
我的朋友
给这个传道人回答到不知道怎么问问题了。
My friend got to the point where he didn't know what to ask anymore.
但这里有许多侍奉组的人，也有很多传道人。我们侍奉组是不是这话对不对？
And there are many amongst us that serve the Lord. Do you think they're right?
神如果呼召我，我当然听见了。
If God calls me, then of course I heard it.
我听见了，我知道是神的呼召，我就说这是神的呼召了。
If I heard that's God's calling, then I say it's God's calling.
如果神呼召我，我不顺服，我就没有喜乐。
If God called me and I disobey, then I have no joy.
我就出来了。
And I come out.
出来侍奉主。
So I came out.
那有人要问我说，神怎么呼召你的
？So if someone asks me, how does God call you?
我说神呼召了我就是呼召了我，我怎么知道
？So God called me because He called me. How would I know?
我是不是讲真话，徐牧师？
Am I telling
我讲对不对？
the truth?
是不是对了
？Pastor Cole, am I right?
徐牧师，我讲对不对啊？对极了，是不是？今天晚上可能神正在呼召你。
Tonight, God may be calling you.
你说我怎么知道神呼召我
？You say, how do I know God's calling me?
是不是一个听得见的声音
is it something I can actually hear?
不一定
Not really
有些人听见声音
Some people do hear voices
有些人没有听见外面声音听见里面有个声音
Some people don't hear anything outside but hear a voice inside
你怎么不知道这不是里面是心理作用
How do you know it's not just your mind playing tricks on you?
一定不是心理作用
It's not a mind game
因为我心里不是这样想的
Because I don't really feel that way inside
不是我自己的意思
It is not something that comes from me
这位弟兄跟我讲起他儿子的情形我一听就知道他有呼召
My friend told me about his son and immediately I knew that his son was called
因为这个他的儿子大学毕业之后
Because after he graduated from college
就非常懒什么工作都不想做
He was very lazy and did not want to do anything
他爸爸说你怎么不去申请个工作呢
And the dad says why don't you go find a job
他说我给你八块钱一个钟头你再写信儿子给爸爸给儿子八块钱的，要他在那写信申请工作。
The son paid the father $8.
The father
paid the son $8 to go apply for a job.
这样好的爸爸很少哈。
Such a nice father is hard to find.
他说你写信嘛，你写信我给你八块钱一个钟头嘛。
He says just apply for a job and I'll pay you $8 an hour.
儿子说爸爸我不要这个八块钱，我不想写信。
And the son says, I don't really want the $8 and I don't want to write letters.
爸爸就找了很多朋友安排了这个机会终于把他弄去上班去了。
And the father looked everywhere and finally found a job for him.
这样的爸爸哪里去找啊？
How can you find a father like this?
儿子还是不要做。
But he still does not want to work.
你说这儿子是不是很懒呢？
Don't you think he's lazy?
爸爸说这儿子怎么回事呢？
The father says that the son answered like this.
就这样家里耗了半天耗了半天。
He just stayed at home all this time.
儿子最后说我知道主呼召我去读神学。
And the son says, I know God has called me to study theology.
这个爸爸说你不像读神学的料子啊。
And the father says to the son, you don't look like someone that's gospel or seminary material.
你这么懒怎么读神学啊？
You're so lazy, how can you study seminary?
他说我看你大学怎么混毕业的
I don't even know how you graduated from college.
谁让你去读神学呢
Who wants you to go to seminary?
儿子说如果神要我读神学我就会好好读
And the son says if God wants me to go to the seminary then I will do well.
他就去了
So he went.
爸爸说了一句话
The father said one thing.
他这个儿子常常这样祷告
His son often prayed this way.
一个是地上的爸爸一个是天上的爸爸
One is the father on earth, the other one is father in heaven.
我不知道该怎么办
I don't know what to do.
等到决定去侍奉主的时候
After deciding to go serve the Lord,
这个地上的爸爸说
The earthly father says,
我这地上的爸爸没有天上的爸爸有权柄
The earthly father has not as much authority as the heavenly father.
所以儿子去读了
So the son went to seminary.
读神学不好玩啊
Seminary is no joke.
他读的的确很辛苦，第一年非常辛苦。
He had to work very hard.
他说我读了第四年才懂得怎么读书法。
And it was the fourth year when I finally realized how to study.
但是给他读完了。
But he finished.
你知道我这个朋友讲起这段挣扎的时候，一面有眼泪。
My friend, when he talks about his struggles, he talks about it with tears.
一面非常的荣耀。
He also has a lot of pride.
因为知道他儿子听见主的呼召。
Because he knows that his son has heard God's calling.
亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们，我不知道主怎么样呼召你。
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know how God has called you.
但是每一个世代，我们都要重新从神的话语里面看见神的心意。
But every generation, we need to re-look at God's heart through His Great Commission.
在马太福音二十八章里面，不仅是神把一个大的蓝图计划放在这里给我们看见，叫我们明白。
Through the Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, God not only gives us a blueprint of His gospel plan.
他也呼召人，叫你我参与在其中。
But He has also called you and I to be involved.
类似的经文，耶稣基督讲了很多。
This Bible verse God talked about quite a bit.
主说做工庄稼已经熟了，你们举目向田观看。
He says that the harvest is ready. Who's going to reap the harvest?
主说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
He says that there's work of harvest is much, but the workers are few.
主说什么？主说你们还说还有四个月。
God says that you think there's still four more months.
但是已经发白了。
But it's already ripe.
主说你们要求庄稼的主打发他的工人去收取该取的庄稼。
You need to tell the workers to go reap the harvest.
许多人听见主的呼召。
God, many people have heard God's cry, God's calling.
许多人听见主的呼召。
Many people heard God's calling.
看见主的心意。
And has seen God's heart.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想过中国教会历史中间？
I don't know if brothers and sisters you've thought about the history of Chinese church.
这个两千年来，神兴起不断的兴起人到中国传福音。
Throughout these 2,000 years, God has raised people one after the other to spread the gospel in China.
有人告诉我们说，多玛曾经到了印度，曾经到过中国。
Some people have said that
Thomas.
Thomas has gone to China to spread gospel.
有人告诉我们说，聂斯多留的这个支派，这个曾经传福音，借从西域这边过来到达中国。
And we also heard that people from Greece has gone to China to try to spread the gospel.
唐朝的时候，景孝。
In the Tang Dynasty, there's
景孝。
There's a
historian. Historian, yeah.
that tried to reach Chinese.
元朝的时候耶利可温。
And in another dynasty, there's somebody else.
你知道The Mongolian has a... 一直到天主教元朝的时候
and,
清朝的时候明朝的时候天主教不断地在往中国传福音
and in the more recent dynasties Catholicism has been doing outreach in China
当然基督教到中国 是1807年的事情
and it wasn't until 1807 that Christianity reached China
这些人为什么
Why is that?
为什么他们要到中国来?
Why do they want to come to the China?
中国人不认识。
They don't know Chinese people.
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是他们被神的恩典抓住。
They have been captured by God's blessings.
把被神的爱抓住。
They have been captured by God's love.
把灵魂的负担把他们抓住。
And they have been captured by the burden of souls.
为什么?
Why?
我不晓得今天我们在这个时代中间，是不是我们也一样觉得灵魂是可贵的
？I don't know if in this time you feel that souls are precious.
内地回到中国 ，Inland Mission.
Inland Mission.
Inland Mission 之前是很多的 Bible Society.
Before the Inland Mission, there are many Bible societies.
在英国有许许多多这样的 Bible Society， 他们当初做的事情就是印一些单章。
There were many Bible societies in the past, and they printed out many, many brochures.
送到边缘的地方。
They spread these paper, these literature throughout all these different places.
以后他们从送单张边送人出去。
And they went from trying to sending literature to sending people.
不仅在英国有这样的传福音的拆传的运动。
Not only that.The Great Britain had this gospel movement.
19世纪末叶
At the end of the 19th century.
20世纪初期
And the beginning of 20th century.
美国也有很多的重要的学生 student volunteer movement.
And there were many student volunteer movement in the United States.
他们到中国传扬福音
And they went to China to spread the gospel.
正遇见中国人在思想上面一个大的转弯的时候。
And that is the time when the general Chinese philosophy had a major change.
现在我们看看二十世纪，现在到了二十一世纪。
Now we're entering into the 21st century.
中国人也接受许多福音的使命。
And we have Chinese people have received many commission.
前几年我跟海轩的同工们有很多机会在一起服侍。
And several years ago, I had some time to serve with some brothers and sisters.
泰国是一个重要的福音工厂。
Thailand is a very important gospel workplace.
又有这么巧，昨天我跟这位弟兄在外面吃饭的时候。
Yesterday when I was having dinner, when I was having meal outside with a brother.
就是这个他儿子侍奉组的弟兄。
This is the brother whose son went into the ministry.
我们到饭店一看，隔壁一桌上。
Right next to us in the restaurant.
也有母女两个人在接待三个人。
There are also a mother and daughter who's receiving somebody else.
然后他看见这位弟兄进来，他们认识，就跟我介绍。
They knew this brother that was next to me, and they introduced him to me.
然后说这一位是从泰国回来的宣教士。
And they said that this is a missionary from Thailand.
所以你看，我们今天在各个时代，神也呼召人起来侍奉。
So you see that God has called people from every generation to spread His word.
去年我在 Washington D.C. 那里侍奉。
Last year I was serving in Washington D.C.
有一位弟兄
，There was a brother。
这位弟兄大概这两天，就是这两天要去南非了。
This brother is about to leave for South Africa in the next few days。
也许你们听见过有一个 mission 叫做 CIM 华轩。
You may have heard of CIM
。这个工作是毕玉书牧师开始的。
This is started by Pastor B.
Clarence B.
Clarence B.
主把他很早就接去了。
And God has actually, he passed away early.
他那么舞会在山猴子那一带。
And they have their office in San Jose.
我说这位刘弟兄，他今年60岁。
And this brother Liu is about 60 years old.
他在觉志区做宣教士之前。
Before he was a missionary.
他做印刷工厂。
He was in the publishing company, printing company.
他开了一个小小的印刷店。
He had a small printing office.
在他来美国开印刷店之前，他在台湾做大生意，做纺织工业。
Before he was in the printing business, he was a major businessman in Taiwan doing fabrics.
他是到一个地步，他是真是做纺织业炙手可热，相当大的公司。
He has a very big company in Taiwan.
就在那个时候。
At that time.
他那是已经信主了。
He was already a Christian.
神呼召他。
And God called him.
他就对神说：“现在太早，现在太早。”那时候他三十岁。
He told God, "It's a little bit too early right now."
他说：“等等，我六十岁再来服侍你。
”When I'm 60, I'll serve you.
所以就把神的呼召放在一边。
So he put God's calling aside.
神也就让他。
And God allowed him to put his calling aside.
结果过了不久，他的生意就垮台。
So not too long after, he lost his business.
我不讲这个当中详细的事情。
I won't go into details.
这个弟兄是一个很有信用的人，不愿意宣告破产。
He is a very trustworthy person. He did not want to file bankruptcy.
所以他就辛辛苦苦把所欠的债到南洋去再开工厂，把它赚回来还给人。
So he tried to pay back all the debt that he owed.
以后他到了美国。
Afterwards, he went to the United States.
不能再做纺织工业。
He couldn't go into fabric industry anymore.
辛辛苦苦的从印刷工人做起。
So he became a worker in the printing shop.
他对神说六十岁。
He said to God 60 years.
他自己都忘记了。
He forgot that he made this promise.
你知道，我们天天做这个事情，做那个事情，常常忘记自己几岁啊。
You know, a lot of times we forget how old we are when we're busy.
你今天几岁？
How old are you?
八十岁，感谢主。
80 years old.
是不是八十整岁啊？不是，感谢主。
83 years old.
我有时候不太记得自己几岁。
Sometimes I don't remember how old I am.
这位弟兄呢，就是这样天天做印刷的工业，做了是这都很久的事情。
So he just worked as in the printing shop day by day.
有一天，主的呼召再一次临到他。
And one day God's calling came upon him again.
如果你们知道他的故事，你去问华轩，他们最近发一期资料上有他的故事。
If you want to know his story, you can read it in the literature. From CIM.
等到他答应主的呼召，刚刚六十岁。
When he answered to God's call, he was 60 years old.
这里有多少人六十岁？
How many people are 60 years old?
是不是三十年以前主呼召你，你没有答应？
Did God call you 30 years ago and you didn't answer?
这里有多少三十岁的人？
How many 30-year-olds?
主有没有呼召你出来侍奉他？
Did God call you to serve him?
你如果听见主的呼召，你要不要等到六十岁？
If you have heard God's calling, are you going to wait until you're 60?
我有时候想，什么时候年龄侍奉神最合适？
Sometimes I think about what is the most appropriate age to serve.
像我自己出来侍奉主的时候，二十六岁。
When I came to serve God, I was 26.
有些时候在教会里遇见难处的时候，你知道弟兄姊妹说什么？
When I encounter difficulties, you know what brothers and sisters say?
他说牧师啊，你就是因为没有在世界上做过事情。
Oh, Pastor, you haven't worked out in the society.
所以你把人看得太单纯了。
So you look at things too simply.
现在呢，你尝尝苦头。
Now you know what.
哎，你知道我们在世界上就尝这种苦头。
You know what we have to go through out in the real world.
好像我们弟兄意思说，你侍奉主太舒服了，没有尝过苦头，所以让你尝一尝。
It's as if they're saying that you're too comfortable serving God. Now it's your time to taste the medicine.
我现在尝过很多苦头了。
I have been through a lot.
我还是对人很信任，怎么办呢？
I still am very trusting to people.
我还是觉得人都是很有前途，在神的手中都很有希望的。
I still think that people have a lot of future in God.
我不晓得应该怎么样才能够到人生经验丰富可以侍奉主。
I don't know at what point you can have the life experience enough to serve God.
有一天我问一个这个。Mission Committee 的负责人。
One day I asked sponsor of a Mission Committee.
其实不是 Mission Committee， 是远东广播公司里面有一个专管 Mission 的一个姊妹。
It's a sister who's in charge in missions through the Far East Broadcasting Company.
你们会稀奇哈，远东广播公司怎么还有 missionary 呢？
How can you? You must think how can Far East Broadcasting Company have missionaries.
因为有人告诉我们说，远东广播公司啊，你们是空军。
A lot of people think that we're in the Air Force.
这个借着无线电广播，人不用去的。
We often, people often think that we only do our work through the radio waves, that we don't actually have to send anybody in.
那为什么还需要 missionary 呢？
Why would you need missionaries?
其实我们很多 missionary, 好像塞班就有我们的 missionary.
We have actually lots of missionaries. In fact, there's one in Saipan.
有很多是工程师在那里建立电台。
A lot of them are engineers who are building radio stations.
我就问这个姊妹，到底什么时候年龄去侍奉做 missionary 最合适？
I asked her, what is the most appropriate age to be a missionary?
她告诉我，最近有一个人差派出去，才二十几岁。
She said that there's somebody that was sent out recently that was in his 20s.
所以你看，有二十几岁去做 missionary 的，有六十岁去南非做 missionary。
So there are people in their 20s, there are people in their 60s who go to South Africa.
我不知道你们有没有研究过保罗做使徒是几岁啊
？Have you thought about how old Paul was when he was a missionary?
我在四十六岁那年
，When I was 46 years old，
我做了一点功课。
I did a little homework.
我算了算保罗什么时候出去做 missionary 的。
I calculated how old Paul was when he was when he went on his missionary trip.
刚好四十六岁。
He was 46 years old.
所以我想我做 missionary 机会还有啊。
So I think I still have a chance.
我们的感叹是什么呢
？And what is our
就是当我们年龄大的时候。
What is when we become old?
可能我们适应力不像年轻的时候。
When we become old, we may not be able to adjust as well as a young person.
可能我们体力不像年轻的时候。
We may not have the physical strength of a young person.
可能我们忍受那个身体上的劳累的程度不如以前。
We may not be able to endure physical fatigue.
可是诸位弟兄姊妹们，如果你年纪已经超过四十六岁，你不要难过。
If you have passed 46 years of age, don't feel sad.
我发现。
I discovered.
年纪越大。在神的事上越有忍耐。
I've discovered that the older you get, the more patience you have when it comes to God's matter.
我二十六岁开始蒙召侍奉主。
When I started serving at 26 years of age.
到三十一岁时候开始建立教会。
I started doing church building at 31 years of age.
我开始建立教会的时候动作很快，五年之内就差不多一百人了。
When I first started building church, within 5 years we had.More than 100 people.
我从没有开始，从零开始。
We started from zero.
我的性子很急啊。
I was very impatient.
我说我所建立教会弟兄姊妹一定要最属灵的。
And I said that my church, the brothers and sisters in my church must be most spiritual.
他们一定要最爱主的。
They have to be, they have to love God the most.
最有恩赐传福音的。
The most gifted in spreading the gospel.
啊，我的理想很高。
I had high ideals.
而且我真的是。在那里有一点点弟兄姊妹们知道，也是有各种称赞的声音。
I had lots of praises around me.
他们说我们教会的弟兄姊妹们是最有前途的。
And they say that our brothers and sisters at our church have the most future.